Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
It's been reported today that first-time buyer mortgage drawdowns are at the highest level since 2007, and auctioneers are reporting that they haven't seen such a frenetic property market since the days of the Celtic Tiger. Is there a perfect storm out there for house buyers? Well, for more, I'm joined by mortgage broker Michael Dowling and by auctioneer Claire Connolly. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might start with you, Michael, first of all, because from a mortgage provider's point of view, I mean, is there any doubt in your mind now that there's a housing crisis?
Oh, there's no question of that, but obviously there are factors around at the moment which wouldn't ordinarily be there. I mean, Claire can elaborate a little bit more, but look, when people are going to buy properties at the moment, they can't actually physically view the properties. They're viewing them in a lot of instances on a video of the property. So there's a lot of unusual circumstances out there, but clearly there's very strong demand from first-time buyers and second-time buyers, to be fair. But the mortgage market is very, very busy at the moment, and the numbers in the first quarter are quite impressive.
Yeah, Claire, you say you haven't seen such frenetic activity since the Celtic Tiger.
No, I haven't, Cormac. To be honest, I have buyers begging me from all angles to find them a property, but they're really just not there. And I actually feel very sorry, not only for the first-time buyers, for your average buyer, for either who are trying to get on, maybe find a lovely 3, 4, 5-bed house, and they are constantly outbid. And I have to record every single bid that I get in. Mm-hmm. And then I know I have to go back to each party and say, OK, here we are now. It could be half an hour later, we're going up another 5, up, 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 up. And then suddenly the party, they're gone. And I just feel really, really sorry for them because they are constantly outbid.
When you
it
say,
is a perfect storm, as you say, Corey.
You say a perfect storm. So give me an example then of this perfect storm. Give me an example of the type of bidding war that you've seen in recent times.
Well, I mean, I could just think of one, just there, a lovely 5-bed I sold not so long ago in Cabinteely, and that literally went for almost 100,000 over the asking price.
And what was the asking price?
It just came to it was actually 740 and it went for, I think it was 815,000, just 10% over the asking.
815,000 for a 5-bed house?
Yes, yes. But you see, it was a gorgeous family home and people could actually see this particular buyer desperately wanted it as well. When in actual fact, there were three parties that really wanted it, but this particular party were determined they were going to get it. So they could see the potential with it as well. I mean, there is such a shortage of really good quality family homes.
But Claire,
and that's where the demand.
Who can afford that kind of stuff? Who's bidding on these houses?
I know, but Cormac, you have to think of it. Like, you know, we've been... This pandemic, since this has really thrown up what the pandemic has shown, that people have so much money now in their back pocket, they've been able to save. They've been able to save such a huge amount. They all have their deposits ready to go. So that is probably one of the biggest knock-on effects from COVID, the effect on the housing market, that and has increased the demand so much that people now have money in their back pockets. They have their money for the deposits. They're ready to go. You know,
let me bring Michael back in here now, because I appreciate what Claire is saying, Michael, but who can afford to save for an €815,000 family home in a Dublin suburb? Because even though it has five homes and even though it's beautiful, I'm sure, the average worker can't save a deposit for that amount, surely.
No, but look, to be fair, a house at that level is probably a second time buyer. It wouldn't necessarily be a first time buyer. But we've got to recognise, I mean, in a sense, you've got like a kind of two economies out there at the moment. There are those who have not been impacted at all financially by COVID. I mean, their jobs are still the same. Their incomes are still the same. And as Claire said, they haven't been able to, in a sense, spend their money. So they've built up much bigger deposits over a much quicker period of time. And that is there to assist them. A property at that level of 800,000, like, that's not the norm. But there are plenty of buyers out there. They have jobs, they have good incomes, and they've realised with COVID as well that for a lot of instances, living in an apartment isn't ideal. They want more space because working from home is going to be a phenomenon here for the long term, and that mix between working from home and working in the office will be how people will work in the future.
Yeah, but do you have anybody coming in to you, Michael, And you say that is not the norm. The norm here, the average industrial salary in Ireland is under 50,000. So let's say you have a normal couple who have just under 100,000 between them a year. Is there any house for them at all?
Oh, well, to be fair, there is. I mean, on combined salaries of 100,000, they can borrow 3.5 times their salary, which is 350,000. If it's a new property, they can avail of the Help to Buy grant, which is worth up to €30,000. And again, they have very strong savings, be it 10-15% built up. So, like, there are plenty of properties in the price bracket of 350, 400.
There's probably not plenty now. I mean, I've done a search for Glasnevin, for example, or North Dublin in general. I'm looking at one here in Glasnevin, 3-bed, just shy of 500,000. A 4-bed... in Drumcondra, 725. I mean, these prices are astronomical. I mean, there's nothing normal about the housing market now, is there, Claire?
No, you're right. No, there isn't. But a lot of what Michael says there is so true. But there isn't anything normal, I suppose. Really, it almost feels like we're in a bubble again. And, you know, as Michael pointed out, there's so many different reasons for it. The construction in lockdown, we had, you know, sellers are aware that estate agents can't do physical viewings. They're anxious that the property won't be able to sell. And they have a concern that they may not be able to buy a property. So you've got vulture funds, investors buying up apartments, expats returning to Ireland. That's another big thing that I'm seeing, actually. Expats coming home. They want to be close to their loved ones. They can now work remotely anywhere in Ireland. So all these are having, it's all just having such a knock-on effect. So no, it's not a normal market. Yeah. There is little, the supply is so low, and they're all pulling from such a small pool, a tiny pool, and the demand way, way exceeding supply. Yeah.
And look, the problem is not going to go away. So Claire and Michael, we might tap your expertise again in the very near future, because we're short on time a little bit today as we approach the big announcement I'm sure you're waiting for as well at 6 o'clock. But Michael Dowling, mortgage broker, and Claire Connolly, auctioneer, thank you both very much.